The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, Fred Nelson for community comment. Before television, the movie theater entertained many of us kids. Every Saturday afternoon, there was a movie matinee at the town's theater. Eureka was no exception, nor was I, a pre-teenager at the time. The location was at the Rialto Theater on F Street between 5th and 6th Streets. My father would pick me up well before showtime, and we would have lunch at one of the local restaurants. Then he would drop me off in time for the program, which usually consisted of a cartoon and a main film feature plus a drawing for prizes. All of this was hosted by a live master of ceremonies. I would meet and sit with a number of friends, one of whom was a freshwater resident. He was sometimes late when the salmon were running, as he would be busy wading the creek, fishing with a lead pipe and getting very wet. A good many films shown were westerns, and sometimes there would be a well-known guest show up to the kids' delight. I remember one afternoon when western star Smiley Burnett appeared with his band. I also remember winning the drawing for a prize one afternoon. In those days, Edgar Bergen was the popular ventriloquist with his buddy Charlie McCarthy. I pulled a winning ticket for a replica of Charlie. In fact, it's still around the house someplace. What a thrill to go up on stage and receive the prize. I vowed to be a ventriloquist, but it didn't work out. Those Saturday afternoons were very special. My dad would again pick me up after the movie, and then we would have dinner before he took me home. There were two other theaters in town at that time, one being the State Theater, now known as the Arkley Center, and the other the Liberty, known to us as the Flea House, which was located on East Street just north of what is now the Clark Museum. I was only in the Liberty a few times as the movies were not that good and the theater interior was not designed for screening. You were careful to choose a seat that did not include a supporting pillar in your line of sight. The one movie that I remember seeing at the Liberty was titled Helldivers, starring Clark Gable and Wallace Beery, was produced in 1931. I was very young and tagged along with a group of neighborhood kids and didn't get home until about 9 p.m. My mother was beside herself with worry. The Liberty was eventually closed after the opening of the Eureka Theater, which is still located on F Street between 6th and 7th Streets. Built and designed as a movie house, the new one was very popular for a lot of years and was built to last. I want to thank everyone responsible for preserving both the State and Eureka Theaters. They are well worth preserving. Fred Nelson for a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.